Our lead story today, written by our intrepid investigative journalist Chris Butler, is about Will Stewart, the Tennessee Democratic Party employee who was captured on an undercover Project Veritas video shot at the Bredesen for Senate campaign offices in Nashville's West End, saying that Democrat Senate nominee Phil Bredesen lied when he said he would have voted yes to confirm Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Stewart is still working in a position of authority at that Bredesen for Senate campaign office. How do we know that? Because Chris, who's on the line with us right now, went into that office yesterday and spoke with Will. Welcome, Chris Butler. Great job yesterday.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So walk us through this little investigative journalist report that you were the only journalist in Tennessee, the only journalist in Tennessee to follow up on this story. Tell us how you went about it.
Well, I actually went to Nashville, the West End, where this office space is, and I went to the door, knocked, rang the doorbell, nothing. I tried to open the door. The thing was apparently locked, so I was almost about to give up. And then one of the Bredesen staffers was walking in, and he identified myself, let me in.
Now, you said, Chris, you said, hey, I'm Chris Butler with the Tennessee Star, right?
Correct. So they let me in. I go upstairs, and sure enough, the very first person I see is Will Stewart sitting at a desk.
He was sitting at a desk. He wasn't receiving instructions from somebody else.
He wasn't cleaning out his desk. I mean, he wasn't being fired. He's still there.
No, he was still there. Everything was normal. I go up there, and he's the last person I would have expected to see. I would have expected, I would have stayed home today, or if I was the Bredesen campaign, I would have asked him to stay home today. But no, he was there. Just a typical busy day.
So what happened then?
Well, I started to ask him some questions. I did ask him, first of all, you're the guy in that video, are you not? And he said yes, but that was the only question he would answer.
So what questions did you ask then, and what did he say?
Well, I asked him if he was, I was going to ask, are you still affiliated with the campaign? And obviously his very presence there. Indicated the fact that, yes, he...
Yeah, it is a Bredesen for Senate campaign office listed on their website, right?
Right. I wanted to ask him about whether or not he was a paid employee. And I also wanted to ask him if the comments that he made, the comments he and others made on that video were the, quote-unquote official... jargon of what was allowed, in that office. As the video went on to say that, much of what they said could not, leave these walls. So, yeah.
How do you respond when you ask those questions?
He just said that I have been instructed by my higher-ups to issue a no comment to any and all questions.
By my higher up. Did he say who his higher ups were?
No, he did not specify that.
So it was like he was sort of like taking the Fifth Amendment to you, wasn't it?
It was something like that. It was sort of like the guy on the Hogan's Heroes.
I know nothing. I see nothing, Sergeant Schultz. Hey, were there a lot of volunteers there working? Because Politico had a story yesterday that the Bredesen campaign has lost a lot of their volunteers who, after his vote for Kavanaugh, or expression that he would have voted for Kavanaugh, a lot of these folks have said, I'm not going to campaign for him anymore. Was it an active day at the office yesterday?
I saw maybe two or three people in the office. It didn't seem particularly crowded. It seemed kind of sparse.
Well,
was there the wafting smell of like incense or like burning hemp rope or anything? Atmospherics? Typical liberal office?
I don't have a very good sense of smell, so if it was there, I didn't sense it. But you just never know.
So, Chris, here's the big question. So Will Stewart said on tape, on video, caught on tape, played on Hannity last night. We broke it Wednesday night, like about 10 minutes after Project Veritas released the video. He said, you know, when asked if Phil Bredesen really meant it when he said that he would have voted to confirm Kavanaugh, and he said quite explicitly, no, he just said that he doesn't really mean that. Did he look like a guy who was in fear for his job?
Not at all. I show up, and he's very calm. No signs of nervousness whatsoever. And I've seen nervousness in lots of people as long as I've been doing this for a living. I spring up on a Mike Wallace style. No panic, nothing.
Did you have to fight your way through the gaggle of the press corps just outside the door of, you know, the Tennessean and the Times Free Press and all the other TV stations that were there knocking on the door, pounding on the door to get the truth about this story? Did you have to, like, elbow your way through all the other reporters there?
You know, it's a funny thing because this is West End, and, you know, West End is always cramped, and you've got to park far away to get to your destination. So I walked a good 5 to 10 minutes to get to this place, and along the way, I saw a car for two of the TV stations, the news stations here in Nashville, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, these guys are also doing this story today. So I'm going to have some competition, so I better hustle and get there because the other media is already here. I show up, no. Just me, and I watched the other news stations last night, except for one of them. Nobody was there, and then the one station that was, that did cover this referred to Project Veritas as a right-wing attack group, quote, unquote. So, it was just me. No other media seemed to have interest in this, which actually surprised me. But, it seems as though I was the only guy there.
Now, what was interesting is in your story, we see the records from the Federal Election Commission, which show that the Tennessee Democratic Party, that Will Stewart is actually a paid staffer on the payroll of the Tennessee Democratic Party. He got his weekly check was for $1,373 on August 20th, so it's about $2,700 a month. And also featured on that video, voter security specialist James Miller was on the video.
He's intended to make sure that the dead people don't vote more than once. That's voter security with the dead.
And then Maria Amala also featured on that video. Chris, what's your take on this whole event in terms of the journalistic angle here?
Well, I think one of the stations reported last night that these people were perhaps volunteers or unpaid interns who had no working knowledge of the inner workings of the Bredesen campaign. But it appeared to me that if they are paid staffers, that, you know, as the records indicate, then these people are very much in a position of authority to know what goes on in Phil Bredesen's head and in the heads of the other super top-tier people. So if these people felt comfortable enough to have these conversations to say that, you know, Bredesen really thinks this way and, you know, if he's elected, he's going to do this, this, and this, these are people who know what they're talking about. These are not just, you know, people making random conversation about things they know little of.
Yeah, they're actually working there and reporting to their bosses, like this Mark Brown character who's said foul, disparaging things. It's kind of interesting. Some of the left that's having their heads explode over Kanye West using the F-bomb in the Oval Office have no problem with a senior official of the Democratic Party in Tennessee referring to Tennessee voters by the F-word and calling Tennessee voters effing stupid and Trump voters in this disparaging way. And then you've got Mary Mancini, the chairman of the Tennessee Democratic Party, who's beyond left-wing fringe. But yet the Channel 5 folks refer to Project Veritas as a right-wing news outlet, but they don't refer to themselves or to the Tennessean or these other media outlets as left-wing media outlets when their failure to cover this story pretty much shows that their priority is not the truth, not the news. It's how do we cover up for Phil Bredesen?
Well, you know, Bernard Goldberg, who was formerly a CBS News, wrote this great book about 15 years ago called Bias. And he said, in reference to Dan Rather and how CBS News is always referring to people as right-wing extremists, yada, 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 the only time the mainstream media will ever use the term left-wing is when they're writing about a plane crash.
Well, Chris Butler, fantastic work at the Tennessee Star. Terrific investigative journalism that no other media outlet in all of Tennessee has done. We know you're going to be following up on this. Keep up the good. And will you come back again when you have more news to report on this, which I'm sure there will be?
Absolutely. Anytime you need me.